Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1217. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, I say unto you, saith God, where are you in my word? Do you even pick up my word and open it and read it, saith the Lord? For if you do, you will find the path that you are on. And it may shock you, saith God, that you are not on the right path. So read my word, for it will take you to the place where I am, the place where you will be safe. But for those who do not read my word, woe unto them. Woe unto them if they do not heed and read my word. For I have warned them, and I have warned them. How long must I warn them, saith the Lord?
Saith your Father, I shall prepare you for the days that are ahead. For the world shall see troublesome times. The drought shall continue to get wider and wider. For truly these are the signs of the last days. For the evil days that are ahead are wicked, saith your Father.
For even as the gifts and the calling that I have given unto you are without repentance, saith God, so I say unto you, the moving of my spirit is without repentance. For I am moving mightily, saith the Lord, even as my word says, above the mountains, above the seas, and even more importantly in these last days, above the multitudes of people. Yes, I am moving mightily, saith God, and supernaturally. And I say unto you, tap in to the power of the Lord. Tap in to the strength of God this day. For thus saith the Lord, I have given you the ability to do great and mighty things. Indeed, I have given you great power to create. Therefore, I say unto you, tap into my power today, for I am moving mightily in your midst, saith God.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Outreach. Through the internet and shortwave radio, we reach 250,000 people every month. While listening to this program, you will experience the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, bringing to your attention the last day signs that are now coming upon the earth, along with scriptures that are the news behind the news upon which the signs of the times are based, like this one. Burl Asconi plans to use G8 presidency to regulate the internet. Italian president and media baron Silvio Berlusconi said he would use his country's imminent presidency of the G8 group to push for an international agreement to regulate the internet. Berlusconi didn't explain what he meant by regulate the internet, but the mere mention of it has prompted dismay among Italian commentators. Watchman comment. It prompts dismay with this commentator too. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. Have I not been telling you time was short? I need your help now while I can still act and get this information out. If you think that is a worthwhile cause, please prayerfully consider sending a love gift to Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviated N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. That address will repeat at the end of this program. Have your pen and paper ready. But before we get to more prophecy news, please listen to this recent message I preached titled, As It Was, So Shall It Be.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. As it was, so shall it be. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 15, it says this, But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. I was rather shocked when I read that verse because I'm sure I've read it many, many, many times, but it just hit me like a ton of bricks this time. You know, that's an old saying. I mean, can you imagine what it'd be like if somebody dumped a ton of bricks on you? What many people do not realize is that the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So here we have an Old Testament verse that speaks very clearly to the time that we live in right now. I cry out on the radio every week, week after week, month after month, year after year, but just like in Samuel's day, it doesn't appear that anybody's listening out there. Although I do hear from a few, a handful, the remnant of God, I hear from very few. But that's happening more and more as we progress in the end times that we live in. And I'm able to now, once in a while, put on something from someone who calls in with a good report. Praise God for that. Amen.
Yes, I'm calling from Akron, Ohio, and I'm listening to you on 3185, and you're coming in very loud and very clear. Thank you.
I thank you, my brother. Now continuing with the message.
But the people out there, the peoples of the earth, are listening today to their voice of their own choosing. They choose the voice that they listen to. They choose to follow the commandments of men rather than the commandments of God. Like in Samuel's days, if you don't follow the commandments of the Lord is against you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What they don't realize is this, that they are following the God of this world when they do that. Instead of the God of heaven, they're following the God of the earth. Matthew chapter 12, verses 25 through 26. And Jesus knew their thoughts. Isn't that interesting? And said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. What a powerful, powerful two verses. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus knows the thoughts of the peoples of the earth. And guess what? They cannot fool Jesus. Amen? He knows what they're thinking. That's what that verse just told us. And because of those thoughts like, I can do it, I can make the way, I will build me a monument to show what I can do. The house of today's world simply cannot stand when that happens. Nor will the monuments of men that glorify men continue to stand when they declare themselves to be their own keepers. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It will all be, and this is kind of exciting to me, not to them, but to me, it will all be cast down in the time of the end, which, by the way, we're living in that time right now. Right today. Amen? Hallelujah. The time of casting down is very near. But for now, men still build their monuments and glory in themselves and the works that they do instead of the works that God is doing. And as it was, so shall it be. I'm telling you the truth. Every kingdom today seems to be divided against itself. Even as men declare a new world is forming, a united world, and together they cry, we can withstand anything, and we can make this world so much better. I've got news for them. Matthew chapter 12, verse 26. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, and how then shall his kingdom stand? Amen. It cannot stand. They cannot unite themselves and this world of theirs without bowing their knee to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The sad thing is, they do not realize that in refusing to bow their knee to Jesus, that they're bowing their knee to Satan. That's the way it is. One or the other. Doesn't go any other way. Do you understand, those of you listening out there in Radio Land, that in today's end times world, the division of kingdoms is not between the USA and Russia, or any other two countries, if you will. It's a division between spiritual kingdoms. This is the one event that's happening in the end days in today's world. One spiritual kingdom is the wannabe God, little g, Satan. And the other is the one true God, Jesus Christ, the King over all. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10, Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. If, my friends, You can love the Lord your God with all your heart. You, I said, you can defeat Satan. Did you hear me? Love will defeat Satan. But what kind of love do you have? It takes the right kind of love. There is a struggle in the spiritual realms for your love. You probably don't believe that, but that's right. There's a struggle in the spiritual realms for your love. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now, I know that's talking about God and money, so to speak, but you know what? Money is what drives the world. Things are money, and money is mammon, and there are so many things that can fit into that verse besides the money that that verse is talking about, because money buys things. That's how you get things. Who do you serve? That's the question. Is it Jesus Christ or the God of this world? You need to ask yourself that. Satan, for now, is temporarily, now hear me, the prince and power of this earth. He's in control, although God's letting him do that, and God ultimately is in control, but there is a control that Satan is using upon the earth today that is even stronger than that which he used before. But, one is coming, hallelujah, that will change all of what I've just spoken. He will change all of that. Jesus Christ, Jehovah, Yahshua, the I Am, will upon His return to the sinful earth, and believe me, we live in the sinful earth, more sinful than ever before. When He returns, He will cast Satan down, glory to God, to everlasting fire where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know what that means, don't you? The divided house cannot stand. It must not stand. In the end, there will just be one house. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven, from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, that right there is a key word in the times that we live in. It really is. We need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying so that you will avoid a lot of condemnation. Because condemnation comes from not being able to hear what the Spirit is saying. Believe me. The world is headed down a slippery slope into the fiery pit of hell. And you do not want to tag along, my friends. You don't want to play tag with the devil. No, 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 no. Ask yourself this question right now. I mentioned it before. Which kingdom do I belong to? That's very important. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand, my friends. And that means the kingdom of hell is going to follow the devil right into the pit where it belongs. Glory to God. See, there are only two kingdoms in the end. Which do you belong to? There's a kingdom of Jesus, and there's a kingdom of Satan. Heaven or hell, and the only one putting pressure on you right now, today, my friend, is Satan. Jesus is not putting pressure on you. He gives you the grace to be His or not be His. He doesn't grab you by the scruff of your neck and say, get saved. That's not the way it happens. But Satan will grab you by the scruff of your neck and say, hey, don't get saved. Come to me. It's better with me, and this is a religion of today. This is becoming more and more open that they're saying Satan is the one that they serve. See, because Satan wants your soul. He wants you to be cast down with him into the place of eternal torment. Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 and 35. O ye generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. That is the division of the two kingdoms again. Very, very clearly. The age-old battle of good versus evil. Amen. The two kingdoms. Good treasure versus evil treasure. Please have an ear to hear, my friends, as what you treasure will decide for you the kingdom you will live in. Amen. That's the truth. Luke 17, verse 26, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. As it was, so shall it be. Also, in the days just before the second and last coming of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 17, verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. You don't realize the Bible speaks so much of these things are happening because they're happening because Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. And people, you need to realize that. You need to understand that. We know it. We see it. But do you see it? I know the peoples of the earth don't see it. I know the sinners don't see it. I know the unsaved don't see it. But, my friend, if you are my friend, I pray that you see it because you need to. We live in the days right now just before that day, that final day that Jesus will come, when He'll be revealed. There's days that are revealing the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what's happening right now today. There's a revealing of His coming. We live in those days right now. And you need to know that. You need to understand that. Luke chapter 22, verse 22. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. But woe in these last days to all those who betray the Lord in any way whatsoever. As it was, so shall it be. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. I hope you're hearing me, because that's the truth. I want to read you a few verses out of my favorite book, Revelation, but we're going to be in chapter 12, and I want to read 9 verses before I close. Revelation 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. I preached a whole message on that once. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. What an awful thought. In verse 5, Revelation 12, and she brought forth a man-child, he didn't get him, who was to rule over all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Revelation 12, verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps. And there was a war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was the place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the world. The whole world. He was cast out under the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Called the devil and Satan, amen, that's what that verse said, the devil and Satan, who has and is deceiving this world, even in today's world we live in now. As it was, so shall it be. Deceived and being deceived. One more verse. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because, verse 14, strait is the gate. You need to study these verses. You need to get these verses in you, because these are last days verses. Well, why? Give me a chance, I'll tell you. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The wide gate, my friends, that's the gate that leads to hell. And it says right there, many find it. That's why it's a last days verse. And few find the narrow gate that leads to eternal heavenly life. I added the word heavenly because there's an eternal life in hell also. You need to find out which one you're going to experience. So shall it be revealed by the foolishness of preaching, the choice between two kingdoms. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Amen.
Now, a couple of prophecy news behind the news reports before I have to close. North American Union supporter, is a top Obama economic advisor. President-elect Barack Obama recently appointed to his economic transition team a known socialist activist, which means communist, don't you know, who has previously urged the creation of a North American Parliamentary Union, a governing body to consist of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. Former Representative David Bonnor has a long-standing close relationship with the Democratic Socialists of America, an organization dedicated to transforming America into a socialist society. Again, that means communist society. Watchman comment. This is a very direct fulfillment of what the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, has been saying all along. Get ready. Jesus is coming. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. That word spoil, by the way, means to lead away from the truth or to seduce. Continuing. Gates wants to know if military is ready at home. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has ordered his top department leaders to conduct a broader review to determine whether the military, National Guard, and Reserve can adequately deal with domestic disasters and whether they have the training and the equipment to defend the homeland. A 41-page memo issued signaled an acknowledgement that the military must better recognize the critical role of the National Guard and Reserves in homeland defense, but stop short of requiring many specific policy changes. Watchman comment, this is not what it appears to be, my friends. It is a socialistic prerequisite to police action in America by government troops, which is illegal, by the way. But when in today's socialist world, that no longer seems to matter whether it's legal or illegal, even here in the USA. Has not the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson told you for 2 years this was coming? Homeland defense is just another word for martial law that people will accept. Will you also accept the mark if they tell you it is for homeland defense? Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And again, that word spoil means to lead away from the truth, to seduce. My, my, my. Priests are told how to be welcoming to gays. The Vatican has warned Roman Catholic priests against using language in their parishes that might offend gay and lesbian worshipers. Priests have been told by their bishops not to assume that every parishioner is homosexual. My, my, my. Remember that homophobic jokes can be cruel and hurtful. A careless word can mean another experience of rejection and pain, Bishop said in a memo about how priests can be more welcoming to gays. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. King James Version, of course. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's gay men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that's homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, etc., etc. None of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. Watchman comment. Read your Bible, you Vatican apostates. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 22, 26, 29. Luke chapter 17, verses 26 through 30. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26. Jude chapter 1, verse 7. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 28. And many, many more. My, my, my. Fresh alert on meltdown of the Greenland ice sheet and Arctic ice. A rise in global temperatures of less than 2 degrees centigrade or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit could begin a meltdown of the Greenland ice sheet and Arctic sea ice, causing sea levels to rise by several meters. If that scares you, listen to this Bible promise. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. This program is available for you to listen to for new topics on shortwave radio station WWRB frequency 3.185 every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and a little earlier on every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, all on WWRB Superstation Frequency 3.185. It is very possible that I will have to cut one of those programs very soon. I know it is the holidays when people are spending their hard-earned paychecks on presents and large family dinners, and I am not complaining. I also know the economy is bad and times are tough, and again, I'm not complaining. I just want you, the listener, to know what might be coming. Two programs instead of three. Or, God forbid, even one program instead of three. But I pray it will not reduce that far. As a matter of fact, I even pray that instead, enough love gifts will come in that I can go to four, five, six, or even seven programs each and every week. It is all in the hands of the Spirit of the Lord, my friends, and the generous hearts of those He touches to send in their love gifts. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, and that's abbreviated just N-Y, 13797, USA. It does not matter how small the gift is, but it does matter that the giving is consistent. If God is speaking to your heart, please write as soon as you can while God's touch is still on you and before it wanes away and you forget. Write again, Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797 is a zip code in the USA. Have you visited my website? That's www.neaiga.org, where, like this program, everything is absolutely free. www.neaiga.org. Have you called in that important radio check? 1-607-201-5663 to bless me and let me know how well you're hearing the program in your state. 1-607-201-5663. Thank you, my friends, for all your kind words and support of my efforts to fulfill the calling of the responsibility God has placed upon me as His watchman. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, calling out to the remnant of God and the unsaved peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next program, Maranatha, my friends, Jesus, Yahweh, Yahshua, the I Am, and I declare our love for you and your souls. Jude chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. That was Jude chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.